This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Years ago, before Trump won, this is a war on pedophiles because that's their operating system. It's how they control people. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote about it, the Technotronic Era and others, how they control the criminal elements they thought for overall control. Ali Alexander is our guest. Paul Watson is coming up. More of your calls as well after he leaves us. I've been ranting here. You have come out and pointed out, rightfully so, in articles that they are calling for his rehiring James Gunn. And just the sickening nature of this, where they say that if somebody ever makes a crass joke, or Roseanne Barr makes a joke about, I never knew that the lady she made fun of was part African-American. I didn't even know that. But she's got a point, though. Like, they can do all this, but then when we say something, we get fired or we get blackballed. Where do you see this ending with their doubling down to defend James Gunn and his pedophilia obsession?
Yeah, I mean, this is a war over territory. This is power dynamics. So what a lot of people see is that they believe that Mike Cernovich and other people, you and I, are holding the left to their standards. And there is, I think, a proper role for that and a time for that. This situation happens to be about protecting children. It's a risk assessment. We don't want to put people who have an interest in advocating for pedophilia or associate it with pedophile networks or child pornographers. But where this broader is going is that we have to hold them to their standards. We absolutely have to. It's only through mutually assured destruction did Russia and the United States come to the negotiating table. It's peace through strength. Reagan said, you know what, I'll take you out, I'll take you out, I'll take you out, or you can have the hand of friendship. And, you know, the USSR folded in. They became the modern Russia. And, you know, they're still working some of that stuff out. But, you know, this is what we need the left to understand. We want you to be our neighbors. We want you to be our brothers. We want you to be our sisters.
But stop endorsing the most insane, evil faction of your control arm. And here's this Dan Harmon, big comedian with a Showtime special we now learned 7-8 years ago, where he breaks in a house and rapes a baby, and he's apologizing for it now. But imagine if you or I or anybody else did that, it'd be over, and it should be. Again, what is this rite of passage that they're all engaged in? Here's a one-minute clip of his blurred of him simulated raping a baby, which people say, oh, well, it's not real. In Lesser Magic, in Bohemian Grove, it's a mock human sacrifice. This is what they do, is they sell it to you in the public, and it's even better than doing it in reality. Here it is.
Thank you for being such a good patient.
Tight, okay?
For taking all the sleeping pills I prescribed to you, so that later tonight, when I'm crawling in your window, I can count on you to sleep like a baby. Will I do everything but sleep with yours?
Then the baby cries as he rapes it. So to them, this is the ultimate power, is to get in the face of our genetics, the face of our instincts, and to rape our children in front of us.
It's not funny. It's not a joke. This normalizes, this hurts children, this scars children, this changes people's sexuality, their relationship with God and church. It is disgusting, and conservatives and freedom-loving Americans have a right to speak out against this, and that's why we put up a petition. Disney, do not rehire James Gunn.
Let's talk about that. Talk about it. I should have had you on up front about that. Emergency. Tell at Disney not to rehire James Gunn. Where do people find it? Millions need to sign this right now.
Millions need to sign it because there's 300,000 people on the other side of this petition trying to get him rehired. There's $1 million of walking money in Hollywood PR money. There's Ben Shapiro and the National Review and other people advocating for it. We need hundreds of thousands of Americans to stand with us, InfoWars, myself, Mike Cernovich, Jack Posobiec. We need to stand against the normalization of the sexualization of children.
Sure. How do they find the petition?
Twitter.com/ALI. You can find the link. It goes to change.org.
We've got one up there from Paul Watson as well to stop the shadow banning. All right, Ali Alexander, thank you so much. I'll introduce Paul Watson. Straight ahead, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. As Paul Watson's video breaks down, pedophiles rule the world. Let's change that. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Back live broadcasting worldwide. Paul Watson's taking over. I've got Tyler, I got John, I got Rick, I got Kevin. It's hard to get Paul on air. He's a very shy guy. Everybody gets to see him on YouTube with his hundreds of millions of views because I'm proud of the fact that I made him get on air. Paul, I want to take a few calls and let you take over here, but I promise to go to these calls. What is front and center on your guns up view here today that you're going to be covering?
Media censorship, as Ali has exposed today. They're now literally shadow banning Republican congressmen. It's got down to that level. We've confirmed through doing searches on Twitter when you're logged out of a Twitter account, you search in my full name, what comes up? Not my official verified account, Alex. Like literally 10 parody accounts. That's what comes up, okay? That's deliberate. People need to realize how much this matters. Because this can shift millions of votes. The algorithm changes can shift millions of votes. And, you know, to be honest, Alex, when I look at the articles we've put out over the past couple of weeks that we've worked really hard on, the petitions that we've put out, those articles on InfoWars get the least comments out of anything else on the front page of InfoWars. I don't think people get how important this is. It might not be that important to their day-to-day lives, but it's important to winning elections. This is crucial. They've done studies through professors, Robert Epstein and others. This can shift millions of votes on election.
Well, let's be clear. Facebook and Twitter bragged a few years ago, we're delivering all votes to Obama, all votes to Hillary, and they are massively shadow banning, as you said, members of Congress, everybody now, ahead of the midterms. This is the big issue, not just for Trump to get reelected or for the 2018, but for free speech. And the same thing's happening in Europe. How do we force this issue out?
Well, obviously, we've got the ear of some people in the Trump administration to get this out. They need to talk about it more. They need to put it on the front burner. We need to get questions in Parliament in the UK, which we're working on. And, I mean, come on, you can sign a petition. For God's sake, it's got, like, what, 14,000 signatures? Should have 200,000 signatures. Takes 30 seconds. Alex, they could get 300,000 people to sign a petition to rehire James Gunn, a paedophile apologist. Come on, at least we can get $100,000.
Well, that's because they shadow ban us everywhere, and conservatives and libertarians are awake. They think, oh, everybody's awake. No, it's a total war. So people need to go to change.org. They need to sign that petition. But regardless, Trump is aware of it. He's just trying to get the economy going. He's fighting on so many fronts. But then the question is, how do we even respond to Google, Twitter, Facebook? The censorship is exponentially big. I mean, they're getting ready to make their move, Paul. Just like they covered up the Islamic attack of Fazil Hussein in Toronto.
Yeah, that's something else I'm going to cover. Because, of course, every time there's a mass shooting in the U.S. or Canada or wherever, immediately the left become inflamed with fury. They say, why aren't they calling this terrorism? My God, this is an obvious sign of white supremacy. What happened this time? It took them 24 hours to release this guy's name. He's obviously Muslim. He was in Afghanistan. He was in Pakistan. And what did the left say? Oh, how dare you even suggest this was a terrorist attack? They had like a PR firm with lawyers put out a press release from the family within minutes after his name being released saying, oh, it was just mental issues. Now we find out, and this has been reported in like one Canadian news outlet, that he was an ISIS supporter. He liked jihadist material online. This was obviously an Islamic terror attack. And as they think that as long as they can just say, oh, mental illness, and everyone will move on, that it's going to disappear from the radar.
This is total perception reality management we're facing. Paul Watson of Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Again, listeners, we're only here because of you. The big sale was posted in yesterday, 67% off, the 50% off, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. Without you, we're not going to be here. We're going to keep telling the truth, but please financially support us. Get some great Patriot T-shirts as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Get Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. That's the level right below prescription. It's approved over-the-counter FDA. This is really fancy stuff. For only $40, we have for $29.95. We private label. It's $40 in stores. It is the next level. InfoWarsStore.com. Be sure and get that. Okay, Paul, I'm going to be listening. Take over, my friend.
All right. First up, let's stay on this issue of government censorship of information, because an absolutely shocking development over the weekend. Bearing in mind, in the UK, violent crime is soaring, acid attacks, stabbings are soaring. The other day, we had an acid attack on a three-year-old toddler. In a shop, they're calling it, oh, this was a community tensions. They don't want to talk about the reason behind it. A three-year-old toddler got doused with acid by three assailants in a shop. We've got massive problems with violent crime. Between February and April, I believe it was, we had a higher murder rate than New York in London. Sadiq Khan has no answers. He's like, oh, I put out a report about it a couple of months ago. He reduced stop and search. Theresa May reduced stop and search. This is what led to it. Massive problems with violent crime. What's the government's response to that? Is it to increase stop and search? Well, they've said they're going to do that. Whether it's having an effect, so far it isn't. What else are they going to respond to with this situation in the UK, in London, with violent crime? Well, they're not going to tackle violent crime head on. They're going to tackle people talking about violent crime. Headline: New British Information Unit fighting, quote, alternative news promoting government-approved facts. So they're not spending money on police patrolling the streets to stop actual crimes. They're spending money on online commissar bureaucrats searching for false narratives about violent crime in the UK and burying them in Google's algorithm. This is another example of governments. This is so incredibly Orwellian, using their power to decide what information appears at the top of Google search results. Listen to this. The British government has a new unit fighting alternative news websites, i.e. us, Breitbart, whoever, driving their stories down search engine results and pushing the official government narrative to the top. Civil servant and government communication boss Alex Aitken said the Cabinet Office's new rapid response unit, sounds like some kind of SWAT team, no, it's to fight fake news, which as you'll find out in a moment isn't even fake, which has begun a pilot, is not a fake news unit as it was dubbed when first reported in April. In a blog post, and this was an official post on the government website, he described how the taxpayer-funded unit, quote, monitors news and information being shared and engaged with online and seeks to tackle narratives from outside the mainstream media, which the establishment does not favor. So they get into it and they reveal what this fake news was that they're tackling and why it's so important to tackle it. Describing a specific example, he explained how the government has sought to downplay a crime wave sweeping the UK and the rising murder rate in London, which is a fact that the murder rate in London is rising, has been for the last 18 months. It's a fact that acid attacks have tripled and quadrupled over the past few months in London and in the UK in general. It's a fact that stabbings are rising. Yet they're devoting actual taxpayer money to create a propaganda unit to police content online to bury these stories, even though they're completely factual. We warned you from the very beginning, this whole fake news moral panic wasn't about actually tackling fake news. There are some fringe websites that deliberately put out news that they know to be fake. They're not being targeted, nobody cares about that. They're doing it to shift narratives and to manipulate public opinion. That's what the fake news narrative was created for in the first place. So it describes the specific example of what they're devoting money to fight. says, in early April, a number of articles from US and UK outlets reported on murder rates in London outstripping New York for the first time based on selective use of data. That happened. It was widely reported. So they say, oh, no, if you take it from these parameters, then it didn't technically outstrip the murder rate in New York. You know, it was a few murders short. Yet the general trend from parameters that were selected and reported on, yes, the murder rate did outstrip New York at the beginning of this year. There you see, I think it's CBS News reporting on it right there. So this isn't even fringe alternative websites. This is actually mainstream media websites. But because they don't like the narrative that London, that the UK has a soaring violent crime problem, they're devoting actual taxpayer money not to solve that violent crime problem with new police officers, with new policing methods. No, they're using the money to create propaganda units to police content online and downvote it in Google search rankings results, because if they can just pretend it's not happening, if they can just manipulate people into thinking it's not happening, then maybe it's not happening. Absolutely incredible. We'll be back with more. This is the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at METAHempSolutions.com. That's METAHempSolutions.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show, and now your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to talk about what happened in Toronto on Sunday night and how the media is basically covering it up at this point. They did from moment one. It took us 24 hours to even learn the name of the shooter. We're also going to talk about a UN plan which actually originates from 2001. Where they talk about worst-case scenario, flooding the United States with 600 million migrants by 2050. 600 million. 1.4 billion migrants in terms of Europe by 2050. This was the plan all along. We're going to get into that. But we're talking about how the UK government has set up a fake news propaganda fighting unit, which in and of itself is putting out propaganda. Now, we've got a massive crime problem in the UK, a massive violent crime problem. In the 12 months to March, and these numbers have only gotten worse since, 443,000 crimes out of 4.6 million resulted in a charge or summons, so that the actual criminals are not being charged. Over the same time period, sexual offences have risen by 31%, nothing to do with Uber, I'm sure, knife and sharp implement attacks by 16%, and homicides by 12%. Overall, the number of recorded crimes rose by 11% to 5.5 million offences, highest level in more than 10 years. It's a major problem, it's a real problem, and what's the government doing about it? They've set up a unit within the government. They've actually devoted resources to fight alternative news. What's their example of alternative news? The fact that for a brief time earlier this year, the UK, or London specifically, outstripped New York for murders, okay? Completely factual claim, was widely reported, yet that is the example they cite of harmful fake news that they need to take on, that they need to devote actual taxpayer money. This is from the official government website. It says, sensationalist in nature. These stories quickly spread via social media. It's CBS News. We literally had a headline of 5 minutes ago. CBS News reporting on the fact that London has outstripped New York for murders, or it did at least for a time beginning earlier this year. There you see it. London's murder rate surpasses New York's for the first time ever. Complete factual story. That's the example of fake news that they cite, that they need to tackle, that they need to downgrade. And in this article, they get into it. This is what they consider harmful, and this is what they have manipulated Google search results to downvote. They actually brag about that fact. If you read the original government blog on this, which is linked in this Breitbart article, they brag about how they now have the power to easily manipulate Google search results to make sure this fake news that London has a violent crime problem, which isn't happening, of course, stabbings every day. Literally 2 days ago, a toddler acid attacked in a store. No, none of that's happening. It's all fake news. It's all alternative media spreading lies and harmful information. They're literally devoting government resources to bury it. This illustrates the fact that the whole fake news moral panic from the very beginning was not to actually tackle fake news. It was to reassert government narratives. That's what it's been about from the very beginning, which is why we have all this hysteria about Russian bots. They're now saying that the walk away movement in America, which encourages minorities, members of LGBT community, etc., to not vote Democrat. Now they're saying, that's Russian bots. David Hogg, CNN. You actually drill into the CNN article, they cite discredited research from a biased organization to make that claim. Okay, so Russian bots are spreading walk away campaign information. People literally send me videos, YouTube videos every day, of black people talking about why they're joining this walk away program. So have Russian bots, like, create a deep fake YouTube videos of black people talking about how they're joining this movement? Is that the level we've reached? It's absolute hysterical, absurdist nonsense. But it goes to the heart of the problem that we're dealing with, which is the elite, the establishment, the legacy media are so panicked that they're losing their influence over the minds of the American people, of people in general, because nobody trusts them anymore. Okay, you destroyed your own credibility, then you created this fake news moral panic to deflect from the true causes of why people no longer trust what you say. Okay, you stopped being impartial a long time ago. You handed your networks over to activists. And look what happens. Absolutely incredible. And this is a tweet I put out earlier today, which really gets to the heart of this in terms of this whole social media censorship issue, which is the left has the entire system rigged in their favor still. The entire system is rigged in their favor. They have Hollywood. They have these big events, these awards events where people get up, give speeches, they push the same narratives. They have the mainstream media, which pushes this fake news hysteria, this fake moral panic, which covers up things like the motive behind the Toronto shooting being Islamic terrorism. They have academia. They have the education system. Here in Britain, we tried to hire somebody to run free schools, a guy called Toby Young, who was a conservative. They dug up his old tweets from 10 years previously in which he made some edgy jokes, which, by the way, were nowhere near anything that James Gunn came out with and were nothing to do with children. But they couldn't have one conservative in the education system. It petrified them that much. They control the education system. And as we've seen, they control social media to the point now where if you're logged out of Twitter, and most newbies will be as they come to Twitter, or they at least won't follow me, for example. If they try to search my name in Twitter, what comes up? Parody accounts. I have a verified account on Twitter with 882,000 followers. Twitter has broken its own search engine to bury people like me because they're so petrified, frightened of new people coming across our information. So again, they're not doing this to stop us talking to each other in our own echo chambers in Twitter. You can still do that. They're doing it to stop new people from coming in and discovering my information. They may see a YouTube video of mine. Say, oh, I'll see what he's all about. I'll look what he's saying on Twitter. Type in my name. Oh, he's not there. He's not there. We can't find him. 10 different parody accounts are there. You can look at them. You can't look at my original verified account. Now it's got to the level, and I tweeted about this earlier, where they're shadow banning conservative members of Congress. Matt Gaetz and Ali Alexander, who's just on the show, tweeted about this. He said, insanity. Both of Matt Gaetz's accounts have been taken out of not just the autocomplete, but won't even register when properly tagged. Government relations suicide, considering the oversight powers he'll have if GOP retains House majority. So a Republican congressman now is being shadow banned by Twitter, and anyone can check this out. They can no longer hide it. It's obvious. You obviously had Project Veritas getting members of Twitter on record admitting this months ago, but Twitter denied it. They say, oh, it's just a few random outliers. No, they can't hide it anymore. This is clear political discrimination, which is why we're trying to bring this issue to the front and center of congressional hearings, to the front and center of parliamentary inquiries, because as I've said, algorithm manipulation can manipulate millions of people. It can change the outcome of entire elections. They've proven it in India, the biggest democratic election in history. They could manipulate the search results on Google and change the outcome of the election. This is massive. We need to continue to talk about it. We'll be back live on the Alex.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Jones Show, before we go back to the news, I want to tell you about some of the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Because again, the point I make over and over again, despite all this censorship, despite all this algorithm manipulation, despite all this shadow banning, they can't get to us with the boycotts. Just this morning, a George Soros front group opened up a new boycott campaign against Nigel Farage, trying to get him kicked off LBC, his main gig on what is mainstream radio here in the UK. No particular reason for it. Oh, he's a right-wing bigot. Meanwhile, the guy pushing this, Owen Jones, literally 3 days ago, on his own network, gave a platform to an admitted communist. He's saying that Nigel Farage is an extremist for talking about the issues he talks about. Nothing whatsoever he said is extremist. In fact, he's known as being quite mild on some issues. He gets criticized for that. Meanwhile, the guy behind this boycott campaign, Owen Jones, literally gives a platform to an admitted communist, somebody who advocates a system that killed at least 90 million people, if not more. So who's the extremist? Who's given the extremist the platform? We're going to jump to Alex Jones, who wants to chime in with a comment here. Alex.
Yes, Paul, I'm just driving down the road here. It won't take long. You were just making such a great point about all the censorship and the things they're doing. A congressional hearings that he cleared for Congressman Goodlatte last week. And they had YouTube go, yes, Alex Jones had his channel taken down for saying no one died at Parkland. Well, they said that, but our site was put back up. That was a lie. You know, we just said it. It's protected speech. We didn't. And then Gates literally did over 100 interviews on purpose. He didn't just get quoted saying that I said no one died, even after it was admitted that I didn't say that. So it's just funny that he's being shadow banned now after he groveled to the system. And that's the point, is now congressional candidates, Trump, every Republican, every nationalist is now being censored. Just like 4 months ago, News Corp said, that, you know, the new head of News Corp, down at Disney bought it, said, we are going to ban WikiLeaks and Alex Jones. Once that president said, we're going to ban liberal, conservative, everybody, and we're going to make all this big profit off. And you got the dinner, you know, they had a Newsweek saying, we're going to have a pay internet now. This is their sick takeover happening right now. That's the poll, Austin.
That's exactly right, Alex. And another facet of this censorship issue is Patreon. Patreon have banned the accounts of numerous people on the right, conservatives, libertarians, whoever, stopped their fundraising source at the source. Absolutely incredible double standard, given that Patreon, and this is in a new Breitbart article by Alan Bakari, which is Stripe, PayPal, Patreon, the right is being banned from online fundraising. Meanwhile, Patreon literally allows fundraising for Antifa groups, notably called terrorist groups, designated terrorist groups by the Department of Homeland Security, by the FBI. They've literally put out FBI field reports of them stashing explosives on university campuses. There was an admitted acid attack targeting Trump supporters during the presidential inauguration by an Antifa member. These people are allowed on Patreon. They're allowed to raise money for their admitted extremism. Meanwhile, anyone on the right is being banned by Patreon, and this is why people need to support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, because we're not subject to those kind of boycott campaigns. We're funded only by you. This is how we've been able to survive for this long and to thrive in the face of all this underhanded, dirty tricks and the rest of it. So we got numerous specials at InfoWarsStore.com right now, including Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. This addresses burns, scrapes, cuts, and wounds, which are a natural part of life. And again, I was talking about this last week. I wore some new shoes, which are about size too small. Totally scraped the skin off the back of my foot. This would have come in handy for me. It is the Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel from InfoWars Life. You can reduce the threat of infection and irritation with a portable, affordable, and easy-to-use solution. It's based on the powerful Silver Sol technology that revolutionized the colloidal nano-silver market. It is Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. It is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have Super Silver Wound Gel Bullet Points, which again is an advanced patented technology that has forever changed the colloidal nano-silver market. You can get that right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Essentially, it's armor for your wounds. It's the protective barrier that guards the wounds and helps keep them from getting infected. Again, you're going to need to buy this stuff anyway. Who doesn't use this stuff anyway? So why not buy it from us and support us? Because, again, we're not subject to all these boycott campaigns. We're not subject to the mass organized outrage mobs that have taken down numerous other conservative outlets and commentators. We also have Defeat the Democrat censorship sale still ongoing with free shipping. That's up to 67% off store-wide right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like Alpha Power, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. And BioTrue Selenium, 50% off. Right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping on absolutely everything on that special. Please support us today. We are able to thrive, we're able to prosper, but only to a certain extent. We need your support more than ever. They're coming for us more than ever. You've seen the intensification of the attacks against us, so please get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we've got about 3 minutes left in this segment, so I want to get into what happened in Toronto quickly. So it took them about 24 hours at least to name the culprit in the Toronto shooting. Again, two girls killed, aged 10 and 18, 14 others injured during this attack on a restaurant area in the Greek Christian Orthodox area of Toronto, known as Greektown, on Sunday night. After an almost 24-hour delay in releasing his name, as soon as Hussein, his name is Faisal Hussein, was publicly identified, his family, and lawyers noted this, his family released a statement that sounded like it had been written by a lawyer. Okay, this was not coming directly from the family. This is what they'd been told to put out, immediately claiming that he had mental issues, that he had depression, and that was the only motivation behind his rampage. Absolute unbridled BS. Of course, the left comes out after every mass shooting, whether it be in Canada or the US. If it's a white guy, they immediately come out and say, how dare you not categorize this as terrorism? Even though, if it becomes obvious very quickly, it has no connection to political motivations whatsoever, okay? To be a terrorist attack, it has to be either religiously or politically motivated. We're not saying that the victims didn't suffer terror from what happened. We're saying it wasn't a terrorist attack in the terms of the very definition of terrorism, okay? This one looks like it was. The Toronto Sun's Joe Warmington has spoken to his law enforcement sources, and he said they're still looking at a potential jihadi-inspired mission. Files being reviewed by police include concern Hussein expressed support for a website that was seen as pro-ISIS, a police source told Warmington. Intelligence officials are also looking at residences Hussein had in Afghanistan and Pakistan, as well as other online activities that suggest he may have been radicalized. So again, they came out. In fact, you had Canadian journalists come out and express absolute horror at the fact that this wasn't a white guy, because it meant they couldn't immediately run with this narrative. They were more angry over Fox News suggesting that this may have been a terrorist attack than they were the terrorist attack itself. So again, despite the fact that law enforcement say this guy was pro-ISIS, he visited jihadist websites, he had houses in Afghanistan and Pakistan, that this obviously looks like an Islamic terror-motivated attack. Despite all that, the media has largely buried it. They ran with this PR statement written by a lawyer for the family that said it was just mental illness, and now they're hoping that everybody's going to move on. Well, we're not going to move on. We're going to continue to look at this and try and get to the bottom of it and stop them from covering up what looks like an Islamic terror attack in Toronto. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live, InfoWars.com. Don't go away.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you
you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. This is the final segment of the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show up on InfoWars.com. We have a big headline revealed. UN plan to flood America with 600 million migrants. Sounds like a big number. Well, it's the UN's own numbers. The 2001 UN strategy document is getting fresh attention in light of the migrant crisis because it outlines the need to flood America and Europe with hundreds of billions of migrants in order to maintain population levels. Now, this is the same argument we hear over and over again. Fertility is collapsing. People are getting older. People are living longer. We need to replace them. They actually use the word replacement. This is a big bugbear of the left. They say, oh, only the alt-right talks about replacing white people, right? Well, no. The United Nations talks about it in this document from 2001. This is 17 years old now, but it's more relevant than ever. It's called replacement migration. That's literally what they call it. Is it a solution to declining and aging populations? The plan seeks to offset population decline and population aging, resulting from low fertility and mortality rates. So basically, they set out to answer who's going to fulfill all the pension obligations in Western countries, given that the population is getting older and older and governments are basically running out of money and can't fulfill those obligations. Their solution is to import hundreds of millions of migrants. because they all get jobs and pay taxes, don't they? Well, no, they don't. In fact, I made a video which is embedded in this article at the bottom called The Truth About Migrants 2018, which I put out last week, pointing to the fact that you can look at any of these countries, Germany, Netherlands, Sweden, wherever, and in some cases, the majority of the population that's on benefits are migrants. Okay? In many cases, it takes them four. In fact, I think it was the Netherlands, where after 4 years, 25% of migrants were in employment. The rest weren't. So this idea, this notion that we need to import vast numbers of people to pay the taxes to do the menial labor jobs doesn't even make sense, because most of them are on welfare anyway. So this strategy document sets out six potential scenarios for each country or region of the world necessary to meet this goal of replacing the population. And they take each country in a case-by-case basis. If you look at the United States, and this is linked in the article, under the most extreme scenario, the report states it would be necessary, this is a quote, it would be necessary to have 593 million immigrants from 1995 to 2050, which is an average of 10.8 million a year. It goes on to say by 2050, out of the United States' total population of 1.1 billion, which is what they imagine it to be in 2050, 775 million, or 73%, would be immigrants or their descendants. Then they look at Europe. They say, even in the lowest case scenario, one of the lowest case scenario, the document asserts that at least 159 million migrant workers will need to enter by 2025, which is now only 7 years away, to maintain the current balance of 4 to 5 workers for a pensioner. Now, in terms of the EU, the European Union, under the worst case scenario, they talk about 1.4 billion migrants being needed to flood Europe by 2050, which is an average of 25 million a year. And that would mean that Europe's population in 2050 would be 2.3 billion, of which 1.7 billion, almost three quarters, would be migrants or their descendants. This is an official UN strategy document from 2001. Now, obviously, these numbers are completely crazy, completely fantastical. It isn't at anything like those levels yet. But again, it shows the motivation that they would even talk about this 17 years ago. And it has happened to some extent. Now, what we've had 2 million plus migrants come into Europe over the past few years, above and beyond the ones that were coming in anyway, when they opened up the floodgates after this, you know, contrived media hoax about these refugees, when the vast majority of them were never refugees in the first place, they were economic migrants. You've had at least 2 million come into Germany alone, hundreds of thousands come into other European countries, and we've seen the problems that that's created in terms of integration or lack thereof. Sex crimes against women soaring, violent attacks on German citizens soaring. And in fact, Reuters did a report a few months ago where they confirmed that 90% of the increase in violent crime in Germany was responsible for migrants. The migrants were responsible for that 90% increase. So given the giant problems that we've had in Europe, not just with terror attacks, but with acid attacks, with sex attacks, with stabbings, etc., etc. I'm going to go on to talk about more of those in a second. That's just with a few million over the past few years. They're talking about 1.4 billion migrants entering Europe by 2050. So that isn't just a security issue, it's a cultural issue. If you import Africa, you become Africa. It's bye-bye European culture, it's bye-bye Western civilization. That's just a fact. And here we have the UN talking about it as far back as 2001, mirroring what French President Macron said recently when he argued that mass migration was Europe's destiny and that hundreds of millions of Africans will continue to flood into the continent, in his own words, for many years to come. Now, if millions of Africans are flooding into Europe, Europe becomes Africa. That's not even debatable, because these people aren't being integrated. Okay, you can have skilled, limited immigration, and you can successfully integrate those people if it's done over a long stretch of time. If you have millions of people suddenly pouring in from an alien culture, which has no respect for women, which is a dominant, aggressively patriarchal culture, which is supposedly the thing that the left hates, but they've made an alliance with the Islamists to topple the West, then you turn into that. Okay, you can't integrate those people, you can't assimilate those people. The massive problems that Europe's having right now has proven that in triplicate. which is why even these welfare havens are now having to harden their borders in many cases. But this is the UN talking about it as far back as 2001. It was their plan all along. Meanwhile, in Italy, where they have actually imposed border controls, Italy's Matteo Salvini decries dirty business of illegal immigration. If governments do their job, he said, the dirty business of illegal immigration can be stopped. Now, this is what's key about this article. Since Salvini imposed these proper border controls, actually having a border, having laws, migrant deaths have dropped dramatically. So having hot, strong border controls actually saves lives. It saves the lives of migrants. So when the left, when the fake virtue signalers whine and bitch all day about us having no emotions, about us not caring about people's lives, no. You're the one who's responsible for these people dying because you said, come along, we can take you all, and what happened? People dying, people drowning. But as of the first week of July, migrant sea deaths in the Mediterranean numbered 1,058, which is less than half 2,258 sea deaths registered during the same six-month period of 2017. So because he's disincentivized them coming over in the first place, because he's disincentivized the NGOs working with the criminal people smugglers, he saved half the amount of people who would have otherwise have died. Italy's immigration numbers have undergone a sharp decline thanks to its new populist government, and figures for the first half of the year reflect an 80% decline over the same period of 2017. So because he disincentivized them risking their lives and coming over in these boats, he saved their lives. He saved 1,000 at least, 1,000 lives as a result of having an actual border policy, which every other European government should now mirror. It's not only humanitarian, it's in the best interest of both the people coming from those countries, because generally they tend to be the middle class of those countries who can afford to pay the people smugglers to come over in the first place. So we're actually fostering a brain drain in those countries, which is harming those countries, and we're fostering a rise in violent crime, sex attacks, lack of assimilation in our own countries. So having strong borders is a win-win for everybody. That's why we need to mirror Salvini's policy all across the continent. Otherwise, you get situations like this. Headline, very low sentences for Afghan migrants after bloody gang rape a 13-year-old girl in Sweden. Three Africans filmed and shared on social media their prolonged bloody group violence of a 13-year-old girl in Bastera, Sweden. So they basically raped this poor girl for hours. They were, I believe, 16, 17 years old. One of them was younger than that. They got 8 months in juvenile detention. They appealed that, and now they get 4 months, okay? They're Somalis, but they've got Swedish nationality. So they literally get 4 months in juvenile detention for raping a girl, 13-year-old girl, to the point of her bleeding, traumatized for life. After 4 months in juvenile detention, they'll be out on the streets. That's Sweden. That's who you don't want to be like. And that's why the Sweden Democrats are polling first place ahead of the national elections in Sweden coming up in September. Absolutely huge election, and we'll be sure to keep monitoring that. In fact, I'm going to have some guests on about that in the near future. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour, though. Coming up, War Room with Owen Schroyer. This has been the Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.